You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day and to see another Monday is just by God's grace. It's blessed Monday and we are here to pray. I will encourage you to tell your colleagues, team members, and remind them, especially also knowing that today we are going through our fasting and prayer, 3-day fasting and prayer starts today. And so at 6 p.m. we'll be meeting online again to pray. So for these 3 days, we must stay put in waiting on the Lord in prayer. God richly bless each and everyone who is here to pray. Now, we know the theme for the month, which is Jesus, my comfort. Jesus, my comfort. And it's a prayer that throughout this season, you experience the comfort of our Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of any situation that you have been through or you are going through. Remember what he said, that he would send his Father, that our Father in heaven would send a comforter in his name. The Holy Spirit coming as our comforter in the name of Jesus Christ. And so we are not alone. We are not alone. Many a time we stop focusing on or speaking to the Holy Spirit and we get distressed, worrying ourselves about so many issues, but if we would keep quiet, we'd hear the Holy Spirit ask us that, have you spoken to me about it? Stop worrying about this matter. This month, the Holy Spirit as our comforter is our prayer that would be more real to us and that would be able to depend on the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Now, today's prayer is centered on Jesus' comfort through his word. Jesus comforts us through his word. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Talking about the relevance of God's word in the life of the minister, in the life of the music minister, in our lives as ministers. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, I don't know where to go, where to pass. God's word is made available to us. Sometimes we are lazy. Instead of reading the word, we don't. Some even say that, Pastor, oh, when may I read it? It's difficult. Just read it. Continue to read it. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he will guide. And as we are reading here, we will experience God's comfort through his word. The word of God is a source of continual comfort, restoring hope and renewing strength. Restoring hope when you have lost hope. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. When in your mind there is no hope, that's when people get suicidal because they feel that nothing better can come out of the situation. But Jesus, in every situation, he would say, peace be still. Because in the situation, you may be thinking, that's all I see. But there's more than what you currently feel. There's more. And however we see things must be processed by God's word, where he brings us comfort. Comfort, restoring hope, so that we can see beyond now to tomorrow. Beyond now to what is ahead. It does not mean that you see it clearly, that there's a tree in front of you, but you will see through God's word from what he has done in the past, that the same God who did it for others, as we've read in scripture, will do for us. And so today is not the end of it. Tomorrow will be better, no matter how the situation is. Tomorrow, according to God's word, the path of the just shineth brighter and brighter. So tomorrow for the minister will be better than today. And that assurance of hope comes from God's word. It does not come from social media endorsement. It does not come from anywhere than from God's word. That assurance of hope that tomorrow will be better than today, than my present circumstance. And also for renewing strength. They that wait upon the Lord, their strength is renewed like that of the eagle. When they run, they will not grow weary. When they walk, they will not faint. When the word of the Lord becomes our go-to, and not going there to condemn ourselves, but to pick up God's words of hope that strengthen us for another day. That is very critical to the life of the minister. As I keep saying, people think that, oh, as for a minister, oh, you have everything under control, everything is okay. But it is not so. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, according to scripture. But for every challenge, the Lord will make a way of escape. And it is deeply seated in his word, in his word, in his word, in his word. And so we have to keep God's word with us as a source of hope. Our first prayer today, Father in heaven, speak comfort through your word to my heart. Speak comfort through your word to my heart. That's why sometimes I say, put the word of God on your statuses. Somebody is going through a situation right now, you have no idea. A comforting word of God will transform that person's life than putting empty words there that will bring no meaningful change. I clarify, no meaningful change. There are meaningful changes. That's what you call impact. And then there's just entertainment. Oh, I just put it there so that people will laugh. After the laughing, what happened? But when you put God's word of assurance and hope there, you don't know whose lives you are changing. As they saw your status, their lives are changed. Somebody will be moved from a suicidal point to a point where they rather are encouraging, praying for people. That is the power of God's word. And so we have to be conscious of making the word of God our source of comfort, and also sharing that word that can save someone somewhere. So as we pray that, Father in heaven, speak comfort through your word to my heart. Through that, God will also use us as agents of comfort. According to Isaiah 40 verse 1, comfort ye my people, say it to your God. Please lift up your voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever you are, that the Lord, through his word, will speak comfort to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Speak your word, Lord, of comfort to our hearts. Bring comfort to our hearts through your word, O Lord. O Lord, Shabbatabaya, comfort ye my people, comfort ye my people, comfort ye my people, comfort ye my people,
comfort through your word to my heart,
comfort ye my people, Says your God, comfort ye my people. Oh Lord, speak your words of comfort. Bring us comfort, Lord, to our hearts, Lord. Through your word, 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 through your word. Shebedebe andedebe. Kabadabayababo shebedebe yaba. You are our comfort, O Lord. Through your word, comfort us, Lord. We are praying our second prayer from Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's a wonderful scripture. God will never suffer the righteous to be moved. And it's from his word in Psalm 55, verse 22. You must first cast your burden upon the Lord. Cast the burden that you carry upon the Lord, whether it is an academic burden, a relationship burden, whether it is provision burden, whether it is intimidation burden, whether insecurities burden, whatever burden it is, cast it upon the Lord. And that is where you will never be moved. People may think that this thing will carry you away. This thing will dislocate you. This thing will bring you down. This issue, it will destroy everything. But when you cast your burden upon the Lord, that is the moment that the righteous, you never be moved. People think that this situation will bring you down. You never sing again. They heard that, oh, you are on the path to do God's work. Then they think that, oh, you are going through a situation that, oh, that is the end. Even you, God has not called you. And there's one thing about the righteous, that when you least expect, that is when you see what God has done. Look at the life of Joseph. You can imagine the shock and the surprise. Howbeit, at that moment, it would be a pleasant surprise to them, because now the prince of Egypt, the ruler of Egypt, was the same brother that they had sold away. They probably took it that he was dead. When you least expect, the life of the believer is a dangerous one, particularly the minister. And when I say the minister, people that God has handpicked to serve his purpose, you can't understand them. When you are their parent, you can't even understand them. You can't understand why they still take a decision to go a certain path for the sake of the gospel. You cannot understand it. But the day will come when the Lord reveals his intent. And that day, Joseph and his brothers will break into tears, because they now understood how come things went that way. And so cast your burden so that you not be moved. Psalm 55, verse 22. Father in heaven, help me cast every burden on you so that I can be sustained. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to cast our burdens on you, to cast our burdens on you, to cast our burdens on you. Maya kia baraba, yebe debe azon do 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 debe, ayande debe debe aba, yede debe debe kebe, mayande debe. For your provisions are limitless, Lord, your joy is limitless. Lord, your peace is limitless. Lord, we pray that, Lord, grant us the grace to cast our burdens on you. To cast our burdens on you. to speak to you about everything. In the name of Jesus. And our last prayer today, we are praying from Psalm 125 verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. And here you see again that righteous cannot be moved because his foundation is Mount Zion. His foundation is the Lord. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. They thought that they could kill Jesus and it would be the end. They didn't know that it was part of the plan. It was actually the plan. They didn't know. This month, let every wisdom of the world be confounded, and let the wisdom of God be revealed in our lives in Jesus' name, as the Lord manifests his comfort in our lives. We are praying, the Father in heaven, make me unshakable in trust, rooted in your promises. Make me unshakable in trust, rooted in your promises. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Let us be rooted in your word. Cause us to be rooted in your word. Cause us to be rooted in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we turn our trust to you, we pray that, Lord, cause us to even trust you more and more in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we sing our last song of thanksgiving, I'm inviting anyone who has not given his life to Christ Jesus to do so. To be a Christian is not about just religious practices. It is a relationship with God. It is to have a relationship with God and the kingdom of God. It's to be a member of God's kingdom. Jesus was killed because he said he was king. He is the king of all kings. And he was killed, but on the third day, he came back alive. And he took the keys of death so that we can never suffer eternal death again. So to live forever, you must first start with a relationship with Christ Jesus. And that would connect you to our Father in heaven, who can give you access to eternal life. Just say this short prayer after me, and in faith, believing in your heart, and you will immediately be translated from the kingdom of darkness, where every man is born into sin, and be translated into the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of Christ Jesus, which is the kingdom of God. So let's pray. Say this, Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life, and I'm grateful for your mercies upon my life. Please forgive me that for many years I have not listened to you and I've turned away from you. Today, I come back to you, my Lord. I surrender my life in its entirety unto you, that be my Lord and be my Savior. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We are grateful to God for the comfort that he's given us through this prayer, through the word. In fact, he's a good God, and so we want to lift our voice and exalt him. God, you're so good.
Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.